Let's look at a couple of proof texts right quickly in the second chapter of Revelation, verse 26, which is one of the great scriptures about the promise that Jesus gives to every person who overcomes. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they, nations, physical human beings on this earth, be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Look at Revelation 3 and verse 21, where he says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Now there are two different thrones discussed there. The Father's, which is in heaven, that's where Jesus is today, and Jesus' throne. Where is that throne going to be? Let's take another look at a major important scripture in Revelation 5 and verse 10, where we read, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelation 5:10, talking about those who are kings and priests in the kingdom of God, and of course those who are converted and inducted into God's kingdom, are to become a part of a priestly caste. They're to be kings, lesser kings, with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. Let's take a look at Revelation 20 and verse 4. In this great vision in the book of Revelation, we are now projected forward into the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ, and the time beyond that, 1,000 years later, of judgment. In verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they, that is these kings and priests, they who are converted, they who are resurrected, are changed instantly at the second coming of Jesus Christ. They sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned, these are human beings, living and reigning with Christ 1,000 years. Where? Read Zechariah, and if you'll take a look at Zechariah 14, you will find that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is going to rule on this earth. Look at Ezekiel 36 chapter that talks about the rebuilding of the waste places, that talks about the fact that it's going to be on this earth. One of the most important scriptures in all the Bible in that vein is the 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Many people do not know what the conditions on the earth are going to be. Jesus Christ is said to have ascended to the right hand of his Father in heaven until what is called the time of the restitution, or the restoration, of all things. What does that include? Here in the 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah, it talks about the second coming of Christ and the beginning of the establishment of the kingdom of God. Notice verse 4. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. That's right out of the 19th chapter of Revelation that describes exactly how and when that's going to happen. So that's Christ coming back to this earth and setting up his kingdom. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Now wait a minute, this is not describing heaven. There are no wolves in heaven, neither of the canine breed nor of the human type. It says, the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. When? When is this going to happen? Well, it's during the kingdom of God. It's describing conditions on this earth, and the calf and the young lion and fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, that's a poisonous adder or a snake. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den, and that's like a rattlesnake. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. What is he talking about? He's talking about the kingdom of God, the establishment of the kingdom of God. Read that 11th chapter of Isaiah. It is unmistakable. You don't need someone to interpret it for you, or to tell you it doesn't mean what it plainly says. What is this holy mountain? Do you think it's heaven? Well, read verse 9, where we were. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the eternal as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the same time, on the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the eternal as the waters cover the sea. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, that's Christ, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, human beings, on the earth. And to it shall the Gentiles seek, Gentiles, many nations on this earth, and his rest Read Hebrews 4. Look at the type of the seventh-day Sabbath, the seventh 1,000 years of God's great plan, the millennial rest. That's talking of the millennium, the kingdom of God, again, on this earth. His rest shall be glorious, and it shall come to pass in that day, the same time, that the eternal, the Lord, shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left. And those are the people of the lost tribes of the house of Israel, the people of Jacob, suffering what is called the Great Tribulation. You can read of that in Jeremiah 30 and 31, where the people of the house of Jacob are going to enter into a time of great tribulation. The second time, yes, he did it once back in ancient Egypt. He's going to do it again at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. And they'll be recovered from all of these nations. Verse 12, and he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah. The Jewish people are going to become converted, repentant, and have an opportunity to get into God's kingdom. Where? From the four corners of the earth.